I honestly think I can get away with more comedy in Haze. I really can let loose and just kind of whatever riff comes up is fine.
Buzz the Entertainer will bring his unique stylings to Haze on August 5th. The Morning Blend's Jeff Leiker speaks to him about the upcoming show on this episode of The Post Podcast.
Haze native Buzz the Entertainer, that's his new legal name, I should say, is returning to Haze after a long stint over in the Kansas City area, making a name for himself. He's performing at the Home Event Center on August 5th. Doors open at 8:30 p.m. and show begins at 9 p.m. Recommended age of 18 years of age and older. Comedian, magician, and hypnosis, Buzz the Entertainer. Buzz, can you hear us?
I can.
Hey, how's it going, Buzz?
It's going very well. Thanks for asking.
Yeah,
how's it going for you?
Yeah, it's a Tuesday, that's for sure. But yeah. Now, Buzz, you and I have actually worked together on several occasions through Haze Has Humor and things like that. It's kind of how you and I got introduced and everything. But just kind of give us a quick rundown who you are, what you do, and how do you entertain people with a big name like Entertainer at the end of as a surname?
Well, you said it very well. You know, we started doing comedy together, so I do comedy, magic, and hypnosis. Those are my three main ways of doing entertainment. It's been a fun, crazy ride, and I think the best way I can say I do entertainment is I like to do a fair bit of crowd work, which, as you know, doing comedy is sometimes a little hit and miss, but, you know, after you do it for a while, you usually get more hits than misses, and you're off.
Yeah. Yeah, there's really no practicing for comedy. In a way, you just kind of have to go out and do it, because you can write, you know, the best jokes of your career. But if you can't deliver them properly, that's where they're going to fall flat. And a lot of people don't realize that that's kind of the appeal of like the open mic nights and things like that, is just kind of getting a feel for how the joke flows, because you could have a premise, but it's all about delivery and everything. Yeah. So hypnosis, though, we're not talking like Mark Patrick seminar type stuff where, you know, you're helping people stop smoking or lose weight or anything like that. You're more in the realm of getting them to cluck like a chicken or things like that, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have done smoking cessation and weight loss, but no, that's not my primary field. I'm more of a stage hypnotist or comedy hypnotist. I get up and let people really explore their dreams. And I prefer to think of it as they're the star of the show rather than I made them do something embarrassing, because I try real hard not to embarrass people.
Just let it happen on its own. I get it. Yeah. Exactly.
It's not me doing it. It's you did it yourself.
Yeah, exactly. There's something subconscious there that that you need to address and things. So,
Hashtag not a therapist.
Yeah. All right. Do you have anything like wild and crazy from a hypnosis encounter or anything like that that you're privileged to share?
Yeah. You know, I think the most fun I ever had doing a hypnosis show was, oddly enough, one of my first ones. I had a guy at an event, and he was one of the people who was there to chaperone a large group of students. And he said, "This isn't going to work. You don't need to say anything to me. You don't even need to test me." And I was like, "Well, I test everyone because you were here for the induction. The induction is the part where I basically lull you into the hypnotic state." And it was just so adamant. He's so tense. I grabbed his hand and I said, "Sleep." And as soon as I did, that man went full relaxation, and he was out cold, and it cracked me up. It cracked the entire group up, because he was so adamant that was not going to happen to him. And then here he is laying in a pile in his chair, just completely limp, loose, and relaxed.
Yep, slumped over and basically your puppet now at this point and everything. If you will.
I don't generally think of it that way, but maybe that's how I need to.
It's true. But like you said, you don't want to embarrass anybody or anything like that. Again, Buzz the Entertainer performing at the Home Event Center in Haze, August 5th. Doors opening at 8:30 p.m. Show starts at 9 p.m. That's at 229 West 10th Street in downtown Haze. Again, recommended age of 18 years older. And tickets are just $10. And yeah, it's a full night of entertainment. I've seen Buzz perform quite a few times again with our history together and everything. And he always puts on a great show. Buzz, for anybody who is not introduced to your work or anything like that, basically what can they expect?
Well, like I said, I try not to embarrass anyone, but I do a wide range of comedy. I try to hit something that everyone's going to find funny. Mm-hmm. I also try not to offend people, but at the same time, I think, you know, when you go to a comedy show, you have to be loose enough to just relax and enjoy what's being said. Like we said, you've done comedy before. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things that when both of us are on stage in the same night, it's not the same show. And that's true. Definitely don't have the same demographics that we cater to. But I think you can just expect to sit down, relax, have a few drinks, provided you're 21 or older, mm-hmm. and enjoy a night of just allowing yourself to kind of escape from reality. It's been a fun ride here in KC, having been on a wide variety of stages here, anything from smaller stages to bigger stages, and it's been fun. Mm-hmm.
What would you say is the core difference? Because I have experience with the KC stage as well, too, because that was where I got my start in comedy. What would you say is the core difference between like a Hayes audience and a KC or a Lawrence audience or anything like that?
You know, I honestly think I can get away with more comedy in Hayes. Mm-hmm. I really can let loose and just kind of whatever rift comes up is fine. Here in KC, for better or for worse, people tend to be a little bit more guarded and tend to get offended just a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of watch what you say a little bit. In Hayes, I don't, to the best of my knowledge, with any of the comedy that we've done, we've never had a complaint about anyone going, listen, your comedian took it too far.
Yeah.
And if I'm wrong, I mean, you can send me a message after the interview. Like, well, actually, Buzz.
I mean, we don't necessarily need to disclose anything like that, though, either at the same time. But I remember an article written a few years ago. Like I said, back when I got my start in Kansas City, and one of the articles was about the comedy nightlife of Kansas in general. And basically the main theme of the article was Kansas audiences make you work for your laugh. Like, it really makes you hone in your craft. And like, this is the best place to really cut your teeth and get your feet wet, basically, because, you know, I'm not saying that like Kansas is a hard crowd or anything like that, but they demand a higher standard or a higher perfection than like some of the looser crowds on the coasts and everything.
As well, they should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. Buzz the Entertainer performing at the Home Event Center, Comedy Magic and Hypnosis, August 5th. Doors open at 8:30 p.m. Show starts at 9 p.m. That's, again, at the Home Event Center, 229 West 10th Street in Hayes. Again, recommended 18 enough, if you couldn't tell from this interview. You definitely want to be aware of that and everything. Tickets are only $10, and that's honestly a steal for the amount of entertainment. About roughly how long does the show go for?
We're going to start at, like you said, 9. We go till roughly 11. You know, it could be 10:53. It could be 11:02, but it's going to be roughly 2 hours. There will be a brief break in there because between Comedy Magic and then doing the hypnosis set, I like to make sure people can get up, stretch, use the bathroom, get a drink if they need to, and then we get the show kicking right along.
Yeah, very cool. Who would you say are probably your biggest influences as far as performance goes?
Performance-wise, I would definitely have to say Penn and Teller. It's a little cliche for magic, but those guys are awesome. When they first started doing magic that I saw, and they were exposing how it was done and then did it a completely different way, that was something that really got me thinking about entertainment and what you can do with it because, yeah, you know, everyone can tell you a dad joke, if you will, and You know, I'd love to tell you my construction joke, but I'm still working on it. And
yep.
Yeah, it's a joke. But at the same time, you can have somebody who really looks at something and gives you a whole new perspective, makes you think on something, and you didn't even know you were doing it. It's like learning, and it's fun, and you didn't even know it was happening.
Very cool. All right, Buzz, we are running out of time here real quick. Again, Buzz the Entertainer, performing comedy, magic, and hypnosis at the Home Event Center, August 5th on the Bricks in downtown Hayes. Tickets are just $10 for 2 hours of entertainment. That is an absolute steal. Everybody go check it out. You can find them on Facebook. That's your big platform right there is Facebook, right?
It is my bigger one. I will tell you, I post on all social media. Sure. And I'm at Hire an Assassin on all of them.
Very good.